can't be put together into somebody else's time.
Vov Tammuz, Tuesday the 9th of July, Rabbi Mordechai Salomon, Poa Adumo.
It reminds me of Mikol Mulamdai Iskalti, what David HaMelech says, as everybody speaks, allow me to come from the village up north to say a few words. It's Mikol Mulamdai Iskalti, David HaMelech carries on then, and he says, Ki Eidu Yisecha Sicha Li. You know why, Mikol Mulamdai Iskalti, when people feel Eidu Yisecha, the Torah is Sicha Li, that's what I schmooze about, that's what I'm interested in, that's what we talk about when we meet. Then Mikol Mulamdai Iskalti, so that's what Torah Way is about. So I said I would talk about Pora Aduma, this Exedra. Myridiki, Parasha of Pora Aduma, which obviously is a chayk. You know it's a chayk. A chayk we don't know, we don't understand the chayk, but nevertheless, even it's as much as it's a chayk, but there's so much to say about Pora Aduma. You know, even what we don't understand, the halachis and the lamdas and the tamim and the suggestions and the ramazim, there's loads to say in Pora Aduma. So a very interesting Medrash Talpiyos. Medrash Talpiyos is an interesting sefer that brings a lot of medrashim, obscure medrashim. It seems to be written by one of the kadmonim, and it's in alphabetical order. He's got all in different inyanim. So he says about the Pora Aduma. He says that we find only Elazar HaKoyen is involved in the avoda of the para, preparing the para, a whole process from the shkita all the way right to the srefa and preparing the water for the para. It's all Elazar HaKoyen. So he says, why? Why was Elazar specified that he should be doing the para aduma? Zokte, that at the Egel, then Chur was killed. Chur objected to the Egel, and he was killed. Al Kiddush Hashem, right? He was objecting. He just said they shouldn't have done it. And Klal Yisrael killed him. The Baryonim there said he's now away. They killed him. Elazar was worried that he would suffer the same fate. And he ran away, and he hid in the Ma'ara. So he wasn't around at the time of the Egel. Yeah, Tamaisa? Elazar Cohen wasn't there. And therefore, Elazar Kohen is Zoicha to be the one to prepare the Pora Aduma, of which it said, Chazal say, Tovoi Ho'eim U'takameach Tzoyas Bomneo. Yeah, Chazal say that the Pora Aduma is of Kapora for the eagle. Tzoyas Bomneo. It needs to be cleaned up, this Tzoyas Bomneo. Reminds me of the Chofetz Chaim once told person, use it in the Merchats there, right? They had the Merchats. They didn't have the baths in the house, they had a merchat, and he saw somebody using somebody else's soap. So he says to him, you should know, you're going to come out more dirty than you went in. Emesa Toya is Toya of Averis, that's Toya. So we say about the Egel, Tova your aim, Utkaneach Toyas Bonel. Here, Elazar wasn't there, he wasn't around during the Egel, and therefore, perhaps he needs less kapar, he doesn't need a kapar, he can be the one to prepare the eagle, he can be the one to be mechapa for Klal Yisrael. There's another similar thing about Moshe Rabbeinu. About Moshe Rabbeinu. This the medrash, a lot of mefarshim bring this medrash. So the Rabbeinu Shleilim to Moshe, L'cho ani megale tamo, but not to anybody else. So the time of Pora Aduma, the reason of Pora Aduma is a chayk. It's not a known thing. We don't know the reason. The Rebbeinu didn't tell us. The Zokter Rebbeinu, Moshe Rabbeinu, you're allowed to know. L'cho ani megale tamo. Nobody else is allowed to know. So Kali Yitzchak explains, a Meiridik Pshat. You know why? Only Moshe Rabbeinu is allowed to know. Zokter, because Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't involved in the Egel. Well, it was Moshe Rabbeinu, right? He was in Shemayim at the time of the eagle. He came down afterwards, and then he saw Klal Yisrael serving the eagle. Oh, but he wasn't involved. He was out the picture, much more than out the picture. The eagle, sorry, the parah is mechapa. How's it mechapa? So the Beis HaLevi learns that the kapara is the eagle that made cheshbonos. They thought, yeah, when Moshe Rabbeinu is not coming, we've got our own ideas. We can make a leader. They can thought they can do something. They relied on their own cheshbonos. So Dr. Rabbeinu Shlomo, you know how you're going to be machapa the eagle? The beginning of the kapara is going to be when you do something and you don't know what it's all about. You do a para aduma, but fashteit nish vos mamach, it's achoik. You're doing it for the Rabbeinu Shlomo, and mevatel madas the Rabbeinu Shlomo. So that's what the kapara is. The kapara of the para aduma is for klal yisrael. Do something for Rabbeinu Shlomo, which you don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need the kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu is out of this world at the time of the eagle. I must say, Moshe Rabbeinu fought in Nishkin Kamara, he doesn't need a kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu is allowed to know the time of the para. So we've got two people who don't need the para. You've got Elazar HaKohen who doesn't need the para, so he prepares the para. You've got Moshe Rabbeinu who doesn't need the para, and he's allowed to know the time. But I want to go back here into the V'yikhu Eilecha. The involvement of Moshe in the para, even though Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't need the para. And we said Moshe Rabbeinu knows the time of the para, but he is very much involved. The pasuk says, V'yikhu eilecha para aduma. And then Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to Elazar, and Elazar prepares it. So Moshe Rabbeinu is not really involved, he doesn't do the para. But it has to be V'yikhu eilecha. So Klal Yisrael bring this huge para. Yeah, they bring it over to Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu has to give it over to Elazar. So there's some involvement here. And the shayla is, what's going on? Why does Moshe Rabbeinu need to be involved? What do you need to bring a para to Moshe? What does Moshe Rabbeinu need to dirty his hands with a para? He's not doing it anyway. It's going to be given to Elazar. Elazar is going to make it a karbon. Zuktai de Gerashi, Lo'oilom hi nikra'as al shemecha. Para she'asa Moshe b'midbar. So it's taka Moshe's para. Rashi says, the v'yikhu ilecho, so that it's nikras al shemecha, so it's called para she'asa Moshe. And the question is, what's happening here? What? They call it with Moshe's name, and Moshe didn't even do it. Why is it Moshe's para if Moshe didn't do it? Just the giving over? That's Moshe Rabbeinu. How is Moshe Rabbeinu involved over here? What does it mean that Moshe Rabbeinu becomes involved? What does it mean that it is Moshe's para, even though he didn't do it? There's also the para run out. The water of the para to sprinkles of somebody's tummy would run out, and they'd have to make a new para. They'd have to go through the whole thing again. So the state in Chazal that they always used a bit of Moshe Rabbeinu's para. So Moshe, it was like they diluted it. They used to use that. That was the little bit of that they used, and they would pour it into the next para. So every para had a bit of Moshe Rabbeinu's para. And what's the Indian? Why should every para have a bit of Moshe Rabbeinu's para? So there's an Eruv Chaim here. Now, you know, obviously, every mitzvah needs kavana. You have to move kavana mitzvahs. Kavana creates the amkus of the mitzvah. Kavana makes the mitzvah much greater mitzvah. It brings the mitzvah to different levels. I've had in davening, you know, to try in yeshiva to tell the bochum to move kavana a bit, to think about what you're doing. In mitzvahs you got to be mechaven, mitzvahs, the mitzvah comes so much more enthusiastic, so much better with kavana. And the more kavana you have, the better, right? When you know about the mitzvah, the minchas chinuch, every mitzvah he goes through and he tells you, shiroshe a mitzvah, it gives you something to think about. Because if you know a bit of the time of the mitzvah, when we know the time, reason is taste. Time is taste. We're never going to know the whole thing, but they've got a bit of a taste. When the mitzvah's got a taste, then you can put a bit of kavana in the mitzvah that adds to the kavana. And para has a problem. We don't know the time. So will it be a chesaron in the para? Will this para be missing something? We don't know the time. Are we going to have a para without a time? Zok de Eurechaim. That Elazar HaKohen does it, but he does it al das what Moshe Rabbeinu knows. Interesting way he can use Moshe Rabbeinu's ideas for his kavana. And even though his kavanah is a soren, his kavanah is not full because he doesn't know the time, but he can use Moshe Rabbeinu. He can do it with what Moshe Rabbeinu knows. We find this idea in the Yiratzen. Before mitzvahs, before tefillin, before the talis. Yeah, there's a beautiful Yiratzen in the Tzasei, printed in the Siddur. In the tefillin, it's actually, in the halacha, it says in the Yiratzen, which we say before tefillin, all of that is in the Shulchan Aruch. It's something what the Shulchan Aruch says you should think about all this, and then it's composed as a tefillah. So, in the end of the Yiratzen, beautiful tefillah. It's a beautiful thing to say, and it gives so much more cheshik for the mitzvah. It makes the mitzvah so much more chashuv. That's why I tell the Bachrim that, you know, as you're doing the mitzvah, say that Yiratzen before, and you've changed the whole mitzvah when you said the Yiratzen, when you've got a feeling for it. So it says there, Yiratzen, at the end, Yiratzen shehei nechshav ke'ilu kiyamtiha b'chal protav v'kavonoseha. Rabbeinu Shlomo, be machshivit. Consider this mitzvah that I'm doing as if I've thought about all the kavanas, but I didn't think about the kavanas. So you can see that I know there's kavanas to think about. I'm doing it, I'll be those kavanas. It helps, it works, it adds something, even though I don't know the kavanas, but I can think and say that I want it to work like a ke'ilu. I'm thinking about everything there is to think about in this mitzvah. So it seems from the Ohr HaChaim that that's what Elazar Kohen did. So he's doing it with Moshe. Elazar Kohen said, I'm doing it, I'll das Moshe Rabbeinu. Like what Moshe Rabbeinu would think. You know, in Kedusha, this is an interesting thing. In Kedusha we say, Kodesh, 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 Kashem, Shemakdishim Moshe Bishmei Moroim. Yeah, we want to be Makdish the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Say Kedusha for the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Like the Malachim do it in the heavens. Yeah? In Sfarad, they say, Kenoyam Siach Soyut Sarfe Kodesh. It basically means the same thing. Like the pleasantness of the secret of the Siach Sarfe Kodesh, the grace of Malachim, that they, what they think. That means we're saying Kodesh. What can we understand about Kodesh Baruch Hu? Was Haman Asogin, Rabbeinu Shalom? But we're saying Kodesh, Kodesh, Kodesh. And we're saying about the, we're saying, yeah, well, of course we don't know anything, but we're doing it. I'm saying Kodesh, Kashem, like those Malachim. The Malachim are spiritual beings. Of course, they understand much more about the Rabbeinu Shalom. Still not everything, of course, but they understand a lot more than us. They've got a much different Havana than us. So we're doing it like them, we're like slotting into their kavana, we're dipping into their kavana, and we're saying, we mekadesh the Rebbeinu Shel Kishem, shemakdishim moise v'shmei morim. So that's the Ohr HaChaim Mahalach. Ohr HaChaim says that Moshe Rabbeinu is involved. How is Moshe Rabbeinu involved? Because Elazar does it, al pi kavanas Moshe Rabbeinu. And now, you've got a paraduma v'shleimus, now you've got a kavana v'shleimus. Because you can slot into the kavana of those who know it. There's other ways, I want to explain to make perhaps two other ways of understanding how can we join with Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavana. There's a Mishnah Brura in Hilchas Megillah. So mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah and Purim is a long Megillah to read. So Vada, you have to have Kavana. Kavana that you're doing the mitzvah, and kavana about what you're doing here. Then there's a halacha, it says, Koro menamnim yotza. If a person read the Megillah, Habisu fashlofen, so he's been involved in all the shlachmonas before, and he's doing everything else, preparing for Purim. So he comes the evening of Purim, and he's reading Megillah, and he's menamnim. So he's yotza, as we state. So the Prima God who says he can't be, he's absolutely shloughing. He can't be, because then he won't be mechavan at all. You have to have chavana. You can't do this without chavana. Zok the Prima God him that he's not that much asleep that he can't be mechavan. And he can, at least as long as he's menamnim, that man's menamnim. Yeah, a bit sort of asleep, but not properly asleep. And that's the, and therefore you can have kavana. He's got kavana. So the Mishnah Brura is chaylik. The Mishnah Berurah says it's not mistabah. This guy was menamnam years, but he doesn't hear. Yeah, he heard it. Why he's hearing it? He's taki hearing it. You ask him afterwards. He only remembers the beginning and the end, perhaps. Menamnam is not mistabah. He's mechavan all the way through. So the Mishnah Berurah says, and he explains more in the Shah Tzion there. So the Mishnah Berurah says that kavonas hamitzvah is good enough in the beginning. It's a great help for this, because sometimes you get to the end of the mitzvah and think, I missed it all out. At least at the beginning. The Mishnah Berurah says, chotz in the beginning, you think about, I'm doing it for the mitzvah, but it's the yoytze, it's got kavana. That means the idea is, al das rishoyna hu oysa. When you carry on doing something, you're doing it with your intentions that you started with, and it's basically relying on the al das rishoyna. The truth is, by get, writing the get, it's a machlokes Rashi Tosis, if it's the beginning of the whole thing, and it's Kenzan, it's Grace Alamdus over here. Akoponim, we see it already in the Mishnah Berurah, that it's enough with the kavana in the beginning. Evzoi, there's a beautiful mahalach over here, with Parah. Moshe Rabbeinu is not involved. Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't check the parah, burn the parah, do all everything there is to do. Zok the Rabbeinu Shleim, I want you to be involved because you know the reason. Heilige Moshe Rabbeinu knows the reason. So Zok the Rabbeinu Shleim, v'yikhu eilecha. It's going to be taken to you. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, take the parah, and you, Moshe Rabbeinu, give it to Elazar. The mitzvah of the parah starts with the giving over. The Moshe Rabbeinu gives it to Elazar. So Moshe Rabbeinu is involved in the beginning. And there he's got Kavana. Moshe Rabbeinu with grace, and Moshe Rabbeinu with all his grace and Kavana. Moshe Rabbeinu came from Shemayim, he knows exactly what to think about. So the mitzvah has been started with Moshe Rabbeinu's Kavana. And that makes a difference. So now, in Melandri, the Mishnah Berurah, the Mishnah Berurah is good. The beginning of the mitzvah has been done with all the kavanas that can possibly be, with the tamim, with everything that Moshe Rabbeinu can possibly know. So it's not just doing it al das Moshe, but it's Moshe Rabbeinu who's starting. And Moshe Rabbeinu is starting, this is the mitzvah, really, that's where the mitzvah begins, with the giving over from Moshe Rabbeinu to Elazar. And then they're both in Moshe Rabbeinu's involved. Moshe Rabbeinu's had kavana. It's done with Moshe Rabbeinu's kavana. So that's two malam. Yeah, that the Arachayim learnt it was just Elazar doing it al pi Moshe Rabbeinu, and now we can learn the Moshe Rabbeinu is doing the mitzvah because the beginning of the mitzvah, and this is the beginning, and that's how it comes with the goes to kavanas for Moshe Rabbeinu. We can say more lamdish of chats. There's a halach in Chosha Mishpat about kinyonim. So it's discussed very clearly there, how you coin a property. So karaka is nikneh b'kethev shtar b'chazoka. So kethev and shtar obviously you can only do when somebody else owns it. And you're buying it or you're getting it as a matana, then you can be coin a the karaka with kethev or shtar. What's with a hefka? So hefka you coin a with chazoka. So chazoka is, you'll make a fence around it. That's a chazoka, you're machzik, you do something which shows that you're the owner, which is something that only owners generally would do. So you make the fence, you dig into the karaka, and that's how karaka is nikne b'chazoka. And it says very clearly in Shulchan Aruch that you've got to have kavana. That means if you just dug in a karaka, and then you found afterwards, oh, it's hefka. There's Ger died. And it was his, he's got no Yerushim, so it's absolutely Hefka. And you happen to have dug, yes, as you found out later, it's too late. You have to have Kavana while you're doing it. So that's very clear in the Shulchan Aruch. You coin it with a chazaka, dig a hole in the karaka, but you have to dig the hole in the karaka and know that you're digging a hole in order to be coiner this karaka. Kim the Kutsoisa question. And he says a very interesting thing. Is it pasmanish to do goat digging? Or to do a fence. What am I going to do? I happen to know that the owner of that karaka, a ger, and he died, and left no yorushim. I want to be kind of the karaka. So what can I do? Me go around and start digging? You know, I know how you'll feel. You don't want to start digging a hole. So you call a worker, and you tell him to dig for you. Imagine you tell the worker, you know, there's a hefka there, so be kinder it for me. What will he do? I'm going to himself, of course. I don't want to tell him. He'll just be going to himself. It's the best idea. If the worker hears, it's Tavka. And you told him to dig there in order to be going, he'll be going for himself. What can I do? Zok de Katsois, you gone Eitza. The worker's your Shliach, right? So he says, the Shliach does the digging, and you have Kavana. So you don't need to tell the Shliach anything. Don't tell him he's being koina. You tell him, I want you to do a job for me. Go and make a hole there. Go and make a fence or whatever it is. Make this chazaka. And you, the Mishaleach, have the kavana. And that helps. You've done it, Bishlichus. You've done the kavana yourself. And now you're koina. As all these datum says, he brings beautiful rayas. He brings gewaldige rayas. But that's why passing is halacha. It's good enough. The works with shlichus will work if the shliach is doing the job and the mishaleach is having kavana. The mishaleach knows this hafka and he knows he wants to be koina. The shliach doesn't know anything. He just thinks he's doing a job. The mishaleach is koina. Beautiful ketzvayis. So now, over here, you know what's happening. He says v'yikrei lecha. Zok the rabbeinu shleinu. You take the para. And then you, Moshe Rabbeinu, Halika Moshe Rabbeinu, make Elazar a shliach. So Elazar does it. Elazar can't have all the kavana of Eisnish the time. He doesn't know the reason. So Elazar's a shliach for Moshe Rabbeinu. And Moshe Rabbeinu has all the grace of kavanas. I would say, maybe here as well, they can help the kavana of Moshe in the Maisa of Elazar.
Later, many years later,
Yeah, it's definitely a problem. And I think that Chazal Taka say that every para had a bit of Moshe Rabbeinu's para in. But they kept Moshe Rabbeinu's para. Why? Perhaps to add that kavana. It had to connect to Moshe. Every para duma connected to Moshe Rabbeinu. Why? Well, mitzvah is following kavana. Mitzvah need kavana. And it's beautiful the idea. So this is how we can say, how did the kavana Moshe injected into the para? How does it get injected into the para? So either the pshat is, Elazar does it, al das Moshe. Or the pshat is, it's the beginning of the mitzvah is Moshe Rabbeinu. Or thirdly, we can say Moshe Rabbeinu is the Mishaleach. And that's how he does it for...
The Mishaleach,
so who can't do it himself?
You know,
he couldn't do it himself. So it's felt in Shlichus. Because only Elazar, you're right. Yeah, can't have that toast. Okay, I don't know. So, what?
Surely if you send a shliach to do a mitzvah for you, he has to know what he's doing and why he's doing it. I don't know whether that's the same thing as this particular
So it probably is the same thing. Let's say a shliach is by a korban pesach.
It's kiddush for you, you have to know why he's doing it.
Maybe the shliach doesn't need to know. Maybe the shliach doesn't need to know. If you can say that by kinyanim on him, then perhaps my mitzvah as well.
Perhaps.
When Shemea Ka'oina, then already you need Kavana on both of them. But when it's just Shlichus, by Shofar, you need also Shemea Ka'oina. Perhaps then you need more Kavana Shemea, the Kavana Mashmia. I'm suggesting that by Mitzvahs, according to the Ketzois, it's good enough Kavana Mishaleach. You're right, Zachidus. I hope it's right. I don't know. There's one other point I want to make here. So we said that Elazar Kohen is involved. I told you before, the Medrash Talpius, because Elazar wasn't involved in the Avera. See, he doesn't need the Kapara. He's the one that does the Parah. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't need Kapara, because he's upstairs. That's why he's allowed to know the Tam. How come Elazar doesn't know the Tam? We said Elazar doesn't need the Kapara. Elazar ran away. And he doesn't need the Kapara of the Parah. And that's why he's involved in the making of the para. Oy, bazoi, azoi, just like Moshe Rabbeinu is allowed to know the reason because he doesn't need the kapara. Let's say the same by Elazar HaKohen. Tell him the reason because he doesn't need the kapara. And I think there's a myriad of gezach for state though. The whole Shevet Levi seems to need para aduma. They also didn't do the para. They need kapara. Why do they need kapara? And the pshat is Sedon Aveira, a terrible Aveira of the eagle. And everybody who's in the world is influenced. Avada, they didn't do the Aveira. And in fact, they don't need the Iker Kapara, but they still need some Kapara. The being in the world, that makes a difference. You know, there's a Mordechai pasuk, V'orvol Hashem, Minchas Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, Ki Me'oylam U'Hushonim Kadmoni. It's Mordechai Medrash. V'orvol Hashem, it should be so sweet to the Rabbi Yishleilam. Minchas Yehuda V'Yerushalayim, the Karbonis in Eretz in Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, Ki Me'oylam U'Hushonim Kadmoni. What does it mean, Ki Me'oylam? And what does it mean, Chashkanim Kadmoni? The Medrash says, Ki Me'oylam is the Karbon of Hevel. That's the carbon that Noach brought. What's so special about those carbonas? What's special about carbonas of Hevel and carbonas of Noach? Right? We're saying, Rabbi Yisrael should be so sweet to you, the Heilige carbonas and the Heilige Beis HaMikdash, as only those carbonas. Why? What's so special about those carbonas? And the Pshadis, the Medrash says, because when those carbonas were brought, there was no other Avodah Zorah in the world. Hevel, he was the only one in the world, right? It was Hevel and then in the time of Noah came out of the table. There's nobody else in the world. There was no Avodah Zorah in the world. When there's no Avodah Zorah in the world, those korbanos are special. And the tefillah is for Arvul Hashem should be so sweet to Rabbi Yisrael. Ki me'oyam, like that korban which has no influence, right? So Ken Zan, a Kohen Gadol in the Kodesh Kotzim bring Torahs, but there's the Mishugin in the Himalayas there, the specific Avodah Zorah, that's Mashpia. The Avodah Zorah in the other end of the world is Mashpia and it's Mechaser and it makes a pagam in the Grace Avodah from Kohen Gadol. And that's why the tefillah is V'orvol Hashem Minchas Yehuda should be so sweet to Rabbi Yisrael. They're Minchas Yehuda like the korbanos when there was nothing else in the world. Those are the best korbanos, and that's I think the chilek between Shevet Levi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Shevet Levi, yeah, they weren't involved. Elazar was not involved. He ran away. Oh, but he was in this world. He was still influenced and affected by the terrible Egel. So true Elazar, who ran away, was less involved, and therefore he could be making the Parah Aduma. Oh, but the time is still not for him. He still needs a bit of Kapara. Moshe Rabbeinu, who is mamish out of this world. Moshe Rabbeinu is in Shemayim. He's taka not influenced. Moshe Rabbeinu is upstairs, who is bichlal not influenced. And he can have the Kapara of the... Sorry, he can have the time. He doesn't need any kapara at all. He wasn't in this world bichlal. If he wasn't in this world bichlal, he can have the time and he can have everything. And Mela, so now the reasons, the kavanas of the para can depend on Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh, that's a myrdik azach, that everything influences. We should be zoicha, to be machavim properly in mitzvah, to do our mitzvahs with enthusiasm, geschmack. The kavanah and the tefillahs before the mitzvah, they add so much. And we should be a zeicha to v'arav al Hashem. Minchas yodav yishleim k'me'elim ha'chashonim k'admenias. Thank you.